If you ask Christy Moore, he'll tell you he's a big fan of John Williamson. Ask John Williamson, he'll tell you he's a big fan of Christy Moore. So here's Christy Moore singing a song made famous by John Williamson, The Diamantina Drover.
Fading. I can't believe he looked so much like me. For it's been 10 long years today since I left for Old Cork Station, saying I won't be back till the drove is done. Diamantina, the drover finds it hard to change his mind. For the years have surely gone, like the dress from Old Cork Station. I won't be back till the drove is done. It seems like the sun comes up each morning, sets me up, then takes it all away. Dreaming by the light of the campfire at night, ends with the early light of the day. Like the dress from Old Cork Station, and I won't be back till the droving's done. It's hard to change your mind. For the cattle trail rolls on and on, the fences last forever, and I won't be back when the drove is done. Station, and I won't be back when the drove is gone.
Dusty Moore with a John Williamson song, The Diamantina Drover. Now, John Williamson has been inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame and the Australian A Roll of Renown. He's got an Order of Australia, 28 Golden Guitar Awards, over 5 million albums sold, over 1 billion music streams reached, thousands of shows, of course. And in 2022, a life-size bronze statue of his image was unveiled in the main street of Tamworth in New South Wales. Had a chat with John yesterday. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. Thank you.
You're celebrating well over 50 years in the entertainment industry. How's it still going, given that you had COVID was an opportunity maybe to slack off a bit?
It taught me that I can handle retirement, I guess. but probably I'm not really keen to retire. I'm just being a little bit more picky with gigs, and I'm still writing songs. And I wrote quite a few during COVID, actually, because there was floods and then COVID and all those stuff together. So I ended up writing a couple of songs about the flood things that were going on, and at least two songs of COVID, because we would have been restricted completely where we could perform. In fact, we really couldn't perform at all. You know, and the odd one we did, everyone had masks on. It was pretty weird.
Can I take you back to 1970 when you walked into a studio in Melbourne with a guitar? Why did you do that, and what was the result?
Well, I did it because I'd written my first song, and it was already a hit in my little local area. I performed it. I was a farmer at Northwest New South Wales. I performed it in a restaurant where I was doing it. I'd always been an amateur folk singer and that, ever since I went to school in Melbourne for 4 years, you know, so always loved that, and decided I would go out writing my own song, a comedy song, and I had to sing it three times, and that's never happened to me in 53 years of my career time, so I thought, maybe this is a hit. And I went back to Melbourne, recorded it on New Faces, and indeed it was a hit. It was on top of the charts for 5 weeks.
Which song was that?
Old Man Emu.
Let me tell you of an interview with an old man emu. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor old feather ain't got no wings. Aren't you jealous of the wedge-tailed eagle? I'm better da 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 da. Well, the eagle's flying round and round to keep my 2 feet firmly on the ground. Now, I can't fly, but I'm telling you, I could run the pants of a kangaroo. But da 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 da. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, he was the model for the 50 cents. The designer should have had more sense. Take a look, it'll prove to you I ran the pairs of that kangaroo. Take a look, it'll prove to you he ran the pairs of the kangaroo. You can't loop the loo like a cockatoo. Swoop and toss like an albatross. Silly galah, I'm better by far than a white cockatoo or a budgerigar. They squeak and squawk and try and talk. Why, me and them's like cheese and chalk. But I don't do. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, the dingo came around one day.
Hey there, emu, you wanna play?
But the emu was too smart for him. Walked right up and kicked him in the shin. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, we can run the pants of a dingo too.
Oh yeah, but he had to kick me in the shin first.
Well, the last time I saw old man emu, he was chasing a female he knew. As he shot past, I heard him say, she can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. She can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, there is a moral to this ditty. Thrush can sing, but he ain't pretty. duck can swim, but he can't sing, nor can the eagle on the wing. Emu can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, the kookaburra laughed and he said, it's true. But it did da da da.
It's just a crazy song, you know. A race between an emu and a kangaroo.
I left Ireland in 1988. I'm still, was then, and still am a huge Christy Moore fan. And with that kind of music in my background, I had actually one or two of your albums before I left Ireland.
Yeah, well, I'd be compared to Christy Moore. I mean, I'm a folk singer, basically. Songs that are parochial, I guess. He was very parochial Irish, so I know all about Christy, yeah.
You write songs basically about Australians and Australian situations. Makes a lot of people proud to be Australian.
Well, I hope so, but that's the biggest reward to me. In fact, I'm writing a song at the moment called Beautiful Words, and I'm talking about the words that people say to me, like that I've been part of their family, and blokes will pull me up in the street and shake my hand and just say thanks, and that's all they say. You know, I think, well, I think I know what they mean. I've never worried about making it anywhere else. I've done really, really well just being a singer of songs for our own people, you know.
Now, you've got a big gig coming up later this month at the Denny Ute Muster Festival.
Yeah, that's always a thrill. That really is my audience, because a lot of my songs, I can put rural songs into my show, and of course there's a lot of farmers come to that one. So, you know, if I can make them proud to be farmers, that's good too, you know. I've got quite Mally Boy. The first song I do in the show is about me being a wheat farmer as a young fella, and I got another song called Three Sons, which is all about three boys coming back to the big station because that's all they wanted to do. They didn't want to learn anything else. Well, they in fact learned to weld and learned to do things that were useful on the farm, but there was no way they were going to leave.
So you gather your stories just from being an Australian, mixing with Australian people.
Yeah, I often say that I'm a landscape writer, but that I actually write about the people in the landscapes. And it's a huge place, Australia, so there's lots of landscapes, so it creates lots of different ways of life and lots of different atmospheres, you know. Now, I'm into the bush as well. I can tell you most trees that I drove past, you know, all around the country. You could show me a picture, I could probably give you a rough idea where it was, you know.
John, thank you very much for talking.
No worries, Brian.
Hey, true blue, don't say you've gone. Say you've knocked off for a smoker, and you'll be back later on. Hey, true blue. Hey, true blue. Give it to me straight, face to face. Are you really disappearing? Just another dying race. Hey, true blue. True blue. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when he's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True blue, I'm asking you. Hey, true blue, can you bear the load? Will you tie it up with wire just to keep the show on the road? Hey, true blue. Hey, true blue. Now be fair dinkum. Is your heart still there? If they sell us out like sponge cake, do you really care? Hey, true blue, Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when she's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True blue. I'm asking you. True blue. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo?
One of his most famous songs, True Blue. In there as well, Old Man Emu, the song that, well, set it all going for John Williamson. And he will be appearing at the Denny Ute Muster. That's in Deniliquin, New South Wales, on the 29th. That's a Friday, and Saturday the 30th of this month, just a couple of weeks from now. Actually, that's a big show, big show. Adam Harvey and Becky Cole are there, Jessica Marbaugh, Lee Kernick and Missy Higgins, the Whitlam's Black Stump Band, so, and lots of others. Big, big show. Actually, it's on my bucket list.